Welcome, everyone, to today's deep dive. We are so glad you are joining us. Today, our mission is to unpack a really dense, honestly kind of mind-bending 2026 report we just got our hands on. It covers the physical, geopolitical, and cryptographic inversion of AI.
Yeah, inversion really is the best word for it. It's completely flipping the script on everything we thought we knew about where tech is heading.
Right. And to set the stage for you listening, think about building a physical skyscraper. There is an absolute limit, right? If you build too high, the sheer weight of the concrete and steel is going to literally crush the foundation.
Exactly.
Well, the same physics basically apply to artificial intelligence. For years, the industry just built bigger and bigger silicon chips. But this report reveals that we have just hit the concrete ceiling of AI scaling.
Yeah, the industry actually calls it the reticle limit. Mm-hmm. It's a hard physical boundary. It caps chip manufacturing at exactly 858 square millimeters.
Wow, so very specific.
Very specific.
Yeah.
And we literally cannot manufacture bigger silicon chips without them just, you know, failing from manufacturing defects.
Yeah.
So since we can't scale up anymore, the infrastructure is being forced to scale out.
Which means moving away from those massive centralized servers, right?
Right, exactly. We are watching this massive structural transition into a decentralized swarm, and this physical shift is fundamentally rewriting global power dynamics as we speak.
Okay, so if the chips themselves can't get any larger, I mean, the obvious answer is to just link millions of smaller ones together, but traditionally, linking them meant pushing data through copper wires.
Oh, copper. Yeah.
Right. And the report notes that moving data that way uses just a staggering amount of power.
Yeah.
And it creates an immense amount of heat. So is this new solution co-packaged optics or CPO? Is that basically replacing a congested highway of slow moving trucks with like a fiber optic teleportation network?
That is. Yeah, actually, that analogy hits the mark perfectly because it changes how the cargo, which is the data, is handled by using microscopic lasers instead of heavy electrons. This CPO tech cuts interconnect power by like 70%.
70%? That's huge.
It is huge. But more critically, it enables this thing called disaggregated memory. Instead of a chip being limited to its own local memory bank, systems can now share massive banks of memory across entire server racks. And they do it at the speed of light.
Okay, so physically, inside the data center, they're using light to solve the heat and memory problems. But, you know, physically moving data centers across geographic borders is still really hard.
Oh, absolutely.
So if we are decentralizing compute globally to create this swarm, aren't we just introducing massive lag? I mean, how do you effectively train an AI if the chips are in entirely different countries?
Well, you bypass the need for physical proximity by leveraging cloud brokers and these massive decentralized GPU networks. The report highlights networks like Aether, which pools something like 440,000 globally distributed GPUs.
That is a lot of hardware.
Right. And the latency is managed by dividing tasks into independent chunks. Plus, the resources are often paid for with untraceable cryptocurrency. So that totally bypasses traditional financial tracking.
Wait. If compute is infinitely divisible, you know, rented on the cloud and paid for anonymously, doesn't that mean physical export controls are just entirely obsolete? Like the U.S. trying to restrict advanced chips from crossing its borders?
Yes. The report details exactly that. Sanctioned entities simply do not need physical possession of the hardware anymore. And, you know, this dynamic extends to the software layer, too.
Right. The open source stuff.
Yeah, we're seeing open source projects like Jan LeCun's Project Tapestry, which legitimately aim to democratize AI so anyone can build sovereign models.
And just to be clear to you listening, we are impartially reporting what the source says here, not taking a political side. But the report does impart that these federated systems inherently provide a structural cover story.
Exactly. Meaning a sanctioned state actor could covertly pool global compute power to build advanced capabilities, all while keeping their proprietary data safely hidden behind their own local firewalls.
Which brings up a massive question about security. If rival nations and totally anonymous nodes are all sharing this decentralized compute swarm, how does anyone safely process data?
It's a huge concern.
Because I certainly wouldn't trust an anonymous global swarm with my sensitive healthcare or financial record.
Oh, the crazy part is you don't actually have to trust the swarm itself. And that is because of fully homomorphic encryption, or FHE, accelerated by these new photonic chips. Like the Optolysis LightLocker FHE allows data to be computed without ever being decrypted.
Wait, how does a computer process data it can't even see?
Think of it like a locked, completely opaque glove box. The cloud network can stick its mechanical hands into the gloves to manipulate the materials inside, you know, doing the math, but they can never open the box or see what they're holding. The data is secured by pure mathematics.
Oh, wow. So if the data is completely blind to the system processing it, that opens the door to doing this anywhere, anytime.
Precisely. Which maps out the trajectory the report predicts for the 2030s, which is asynchronous pre-training. Instead of needing all GPUs synchronized in one massive server farm, individual devices across the world can train small pieces of an AI model on their own time.
Just over standard internet connection.
Yes, just over standard internet, contributing to a much larger whole. And by 2039, the report projects this will evolve into the ambient global subconscious.
Okay, let's define that for a second. An ambient subconscious implies it's, well, always running in the background, kind of like our own autonomic nervous system, just breathing for us without us thinking about it.
That is the ultimate takeaway for you listening to this deep dive.
Yeah.
You won't use AI in the future. There's no prompt box. It will become an invisible ambient infrastructure woven into your environment, silently managing your life based on real-time biometric and behavioral data.
And all processed by that decentralized swarm. Which brings us right back to that skyscraper foundation we talked about at the start. We stopped building upward and we just started building out into the walls, the air, and the environment itself.
It's everywhere.
Right. But if this pervasive ambient AI natively encrypts all our behavioral data to protect it inside that mathematical glove box, it leaves us with a really vital, provocative question for you to mull over. If the system is silently taking autonomous actions on our behalf, but our data is completely encrypted by the swarm who actually holds the decryption keys,